Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for the Zimcast, and that is GrowMark, locally owned and globally strong. In this week's program, I'm going to continue an ongoing series of interviews with the leadership at agricultural advertising and public relations agencies. This week, we're going to learn about Lessing Flynn in a conversation I had with Tom Flynn III. He is the president and, as I understand it, a fourth generation of Flynns at Lessing Flynn. So I think you're going to enjoy getting up to date on Lessing Flynn and learning what's new. Well, Tom, the first thing we always like to ask is what's new. And actually, even before we get there, why don't you tell us first a little bit about yourself and the role that you play here and a little bit about the agency?
Okay. I'm the president of Lessing Flynn. Lessing Flynn has been in business since 1907. We're one of the oldest ad agencies in the U.S. Actually, we had our 100-year anniversary a few years ago, and we did a lot of research and found out that, yeah, in fact, that we were one of the two or three oldest agencies in the United States. So that's been kind of nice longevity for us. Really attribute that to some really long-term clients that we've had, especially in the ag industry. Being in the middle of Iowa, we've had the opportunity to work with a lot of ag clients over the years, and a lot of them have stuck with us for a long time. So we've got about 14 people here right now. We've hired a person already this year and are looking to hire another person here shortly. And so things are going really well.
Well, I know you don't focus just on agriculture, but tell us a little bit about the kinds of clients you are doing work for.
Okay. We work with Vermeer Manufacturing down in Pella on their ag side of their business. We work with Ag Leader Technology in the precision ag area in Ames. We work with a company called Schillinger Genetics with the eMERGE seed brand here in West Des Moines. We just started working with Iowa Corn towards the end of last year. And so those are probably some of the key ag clients that we work with right now.
Well, as you look at the environment that we're in today, I'm just going to guess you didn't have Twitter accounts and things like that when the agency started, of course. But how would you describe the current environment in what that means for agricultural marketing, whether that's good, bad, or indifferent, challenges, opportunities, that kind of thing?
Well, I think we've looked at it as an opportunity. I mean, a lot of the clients that we have are looking to be closer with farmers. They would like to have a closer connection with them and also with their dealers and the media as well. And so some of the new technologies that have opened up over the last few years, especially regarding social media, we've really tried to embrace. We really see those as opportunities for allowing clients to, you know, put a more personal face and personality behind their brand. I think that's really important today. People, I think, are looking for authenticity in the brands, and this is using those tools that are a really good way to do that.
Well, I think it's interesting that you're not doing that just for your clients, but you're doing that for your own company, the agency. You've got what are called the ad mavericks here. You've got your own blog. There are multiple Twitter personalities, I guess you would say. Describe the process of getting that going, and what kind of response, or how would you characterize what that's done for the agency?
Sure. We planned to really embrace that area of technology a few years ago, and we hired somebody that was strictly to be the driver for that. And one of the first initiatives that he took on was developing our Ad Mavericks blog. And we try to, you know, put some personality behind it, some things that you can't do as much in a website, and update it regularly and talk about, you know, things related to marketing, advertising, social media. And when we started out, you know, the first 3 months, we were really kind of disappointed. I mean, we looked at the analytics and statistics and everything, and, you know, there was a little rumble of people there, but, you know, not a whole lot. And, you know, then we started engaging more with Twitter and a little bit on Facebook and some other ways, and really reaching out and engaging people. And from that, you know, the activity, the engagement that we have as an agency has really spiked. And I would say, on average anymore, we probably have 200 or 300 visitors to the blog site, or to our blog site, Ad Mavericks, every day. And so, you know, there's some of those days where there's not even a new posting or anything. So that's been our involvement in there. We can directly connect that with several new pieces of business that we've been working with, mostly because it's an area where marketers know that they need to start looking at. They don't know how to do it, and we're from doing it have experimented and demonstrated that we understand how to use that channel well.
It's kind of like I think a lot of things. If you're going to hire a company to do something, let's say it's remodel your house. I mean, you'd like to think that they've done some remodeling and have examples of that. Here, if I'm going to come to your agency to market my product, service, brand, how do you do that yourself for your own agency? Would be, at least for me, one of the things that I would look to. And social media allows us to have a very visible way to see that now, which maybe we didn't have before. I think that's probably presented some challenges for agencies in particular who like to do public relations and advertising work for their client, but they usually haven't had to do it for the agency so much. Mm-hmm. Now you're kind of in that world where people, I think, expect to see you there, don't you think?
It would be hard to talk about using those things without having done it yourself. I think we've learned a ton just from the things that we've done ourselves. We can see what kinds of things people get engaged with. You know, if some of the things we post are a little bit more controversial, you know, they spark more interest. The information that we put out, you can really learn a lot about, you know, the clients or other people that are reading that just based on the traffic that goes to it, the types of articles they're most interested in, the things that they're passing along to others, where you see it popping up in other areas online. So, you know, it's not just the you pushing out the information, but it's also the engagement and the information that you get back from being involved in those things.
How about take a little look out into the future? You know, the next 100 years for Lessing Flynn, maybe we don't have to go that far, but what do you see for Lessing Flynn? I mean, business is pretty good in the ag sector right now, and obviously you've got some very good clients in that area. But just looking ahead is maybe at least a little bit into the future. Tell us what you see as sort of your vision for the agency looking ahead.
Well, one area that I think that we're really looking to concentrate on over the next few months, year, couple years, is the mobile area. And I know there's been a lot of talk about that. It's almost like the talk that is going on about mobile right now is the talk that was happening with social media 5 or 6 years ago. And so, you know, you start to look at how people are using their mobile devices, and with video and with QR codes and with, you know, all of the apps and everything that go along with that. There's just a lot of opportunity, and I would say that, you know, that's a device that is getting, you know, especially as people are more having smartphones, that's a device that's never leaving that person, you know, throughout the whole day. So whether you're sitting in a tractor for, you know, 8 or 10 or 12 hours a day, or you're in your office, or you're out on the road, it's you've always got access to it. And so how do you use that as a tool to engage your customers, your audience, in those ways?
Yeah. Well, you're right, and that's why there is such a big market, I think, for various kinds of extra batteries to charge those devices. Because, and I do have farmer friends who are on them, and you know, if you're, I don't care what kind of phone, it's going to run out of battery at some point if you keep using it. Anything else about Lessing Flynn we didn't touch on here that you might like people to know who perhaps have not had a personal contact with the agency?
You know, I guess the biggest thing is you know, being a long term ad agency, being around this long, one of the things that I really like that we've done in the last few years is bring in some really energetic, high energy people lately that have really kind of turned a generation of into this business. You know, there's a point in every company's life where I think that they start to get a little bit old, and I think we were approaching that point at some point a few years ago. And it's some of the people that we've brought in lately have really brought in some good ideas, some high energy, some talents and specialties in areas that we didn't have before. And, you know, I think that we're starting to see that in terms of growth and growth with clients in the ag industry and growth with clients in other industries as well. So that's been really nice to see. You know, you like to surround yourselves with really good people, and I think that that's what we've done over the last few years. Even when, you know, in this industry, the advertising industry, things have been really pretty sour until just, you know, probably towards the end of last year. So being able to bring in people like that has been a real positive for us.
Great. Well, I thank you very much, Tom Flynn. We've been visiting here at the agency in Des Moines, Iowa, and I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I'm going to leave you with some music from Music Alley. This is a song called Little Bridget Flynn, and it is done by Bill Grogan's Goat. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
I've an isolated house and a coward to impress. A plant garden running by the door. Shelter for the hens and a stable for the ass. So what could a man want more? I know, maybe so. But a bachelor is easy and he's free. I'd like you to look after though I'm living all alone. You know, nobody's looking after me. My father often says I should go and have a try to find a girl that knows a bit of land. Another way is such a shirt as someone in his eye. My mother has the whole thing planned. I don't know, maybe so. But putting Bella father agreed to agree. And there's little Bridget Flynn and it's very little wind. Though she never has an eye to me.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.